USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials that are investigating a shooting by a Saudi national at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, are trying to find out what sparked it. He killed three people and wounded eight others. The gunman, Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, was an aviation student from Saudi Arabia. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says it's too early to call this a terrorist attack.
First of all, it's a very tragic incident. Three lives lost, eight injured. And, of course, we extend our condolences to all the families affected by it and touched by it and our military community down there. But, no, I can't say it's terrorism at this time. I think we need to let the investigators, the FBI, do its work and get us the facts, and we'll move out from there.
The assault ended when the deputies killed the attacker. President Trump says Saudi Arabia's King Salman called him to express his outrage. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's, like, amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Rudy Giuliani has had a series of meetings in Ukraine as part of a bid to keep digging for dirt on Joe Biden and his son, even as House Democrats draw up articles of impeachment. Now the president says Giuliani may have some new information he's eager to testify to.
Rudy, as you know, has been one of the great crime fighters of the last 50 years, and he did get back from Europe just recently, and I know he has not told me what he's found. But I think he wants to go before Congress and say, and also to the Attorney General and the Department of Justice, I hear he's found plenty.
There was a ceremony in Hawaii for Pearl Harbor Day, remembering those killed 78 years ago. The U.S. ambassador to South Korea spoke.
The fact that we are here today, citizens and friends of the greatest nation on earth, is a manifestation of the immeasurable debt that we owe all who served then and those who wear the cloth of our nation now, both at home and abroad.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An American grad student who was held in an Iranian prison is now heading home after a prisoner swap between the two countries. USA's John Hunt reports.
Zhu Wang was released in Switzerland in exchange for an Iranian citizen, Masoud Soleimani, who is being held in an Atlanta jail over accusations he violated U.S. sanctions. Wang is a Chinese-born naturalized United States citizen, fourth-year doctoral student of history at Princeton University. He was arrested in August of 2016 while carrying out research on Iran's Qajar dynasty for his Ph.D., according to the university and the U.S. government. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
There was a special 100th birthday for a member of the famed Tuskegee Airmen. WUSA TV reporter Pete Montine says Charles McGee got to take to the skies again.
Boney Caldera got the call to be the colonel's co-pilot in this Cirrus Vision jet.
His hand goes to the throttle. I'm like, I guess we're going to taxi now, and so let me get a clearance from ground to taxi.
Wow.
McGee flew in World War II as a Tuskegee Airman. Back then, white pilots were sent home after 50 missions, but McGee flew 136 flights over Nazi Europe.
Aviation is an important technology and one that we hope all youngsters get an interest in.
But it was at the controls that this centenarian was young again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.